This is an MUT Radio podcast.
So, as I said earlier on, ukuthi manje sibuya ingomeni sizoqhubeka neshow sichaza kabanzi ukuthi namhlanje sibetheni. So, on the first hour we have an interview umuntu sokhuluma naye kodwa he's not in the studio today, so we're going to do the interview via telephone. Stage name yakhe bambiza ngo Black Pen. So, let me just ngichazele nje kabanzi ngaye u Black Pen. So, Black Pen, his real name is Zenzo Dumsani Ntimani. So Ntimani was born in the year 1997, 14 February. Wow, we're born in the same month. I'm also born in February.
Oh.
And then he was raised in a township called Katlehong in the East Rand of Johannesburg, where his dreams of becoming a rapper began in high school. He then started the interest of music and started receiving positive feedback from his teachers and students. Black Pen started school from Amanzini Primary and matriculated at Jabulile Secondary in 2015. So Black Pen started recording his own music and released his first song in the year 2012, which was Boom Shakalaka Remix, which made him popular around East Rand and the city of Ekurhuleni. And then 2014, this guy decided to drop another song, which got him gigs, exposure.
Mm.
But the gigs he got, ayingamniki imali.
Ngoba kanjani bese muqala, that's the chain.
You can relate.
That's the chain, the dog. Ngoba kanjalo imali awusheshu ithola,
fanele because you need to build a network.
Yeah.
You need to build a relationship, trust.
Yeah.
So this guy started getting gigs and then abantu like in his environment, but started like getting compliments, bemncoma ukuthi music kwakho right, bembuka kodwa manje engaholi. So lokho kwamphatha kabi because manje is like uyabona ukuthi uspend imali to record.
Yeah.
And then emva kwalapho ephinde futhi seyo performer nesikhathi for amahhala. So he then decided to get a job. So he decided to get a job straight after matric. When he released his music, he decided to get a job at Jets.
Nah.
And then was Spanish Jets, and then he raised funds ukuthi ekwazi ukuthola a studio equipment yakhe.
Mm.
And then he moved from Jets and he went to another retail store laphinda sebenza khona futhi, and then made more money kwaze kwahlangana imali equipment, and then decided to register his own company. It was 2019.
Balekele le registering company. Balekele.
So he registered his own company. After registering his own company, he tried to go and study and enroll at one of the universities as eTswana.
Okay.
He couldn't make it.
Sound engineer.
Yeah, he wanted to do sound and film.
Yeah, makes sense.
And then he couldn't. Cause
I'm a fan. In face. Hey, about hey, calling Zales in Batalas Zet. Ave Beza.
Dog
Beza.
Ha ha ha.
Chela.
Petem.
Yak Chela.
So, up Black Pen afterwards, Segunjalu, he decided, Uti Azutin, I'm gonna save up my money. Ngihlanganisa into zami, ngibona ukuthi ubani nobani engizohlangana naye, and then wakhula usesebenze nabantu abakhulu from Johannesburg, Botswana, Limpopo, all over the places. So we have a new song ephuma kuyena which we're gonna play now, and then after the song we're gonna call him esichazele nje kabanzi nge-background yakhe ukuthi where there's this passion
phuma. I want you, Mina, go as one already. I can already assume what he influenced to like Kubazal music. I couldn't have a car.
Yazi, if I
you want to oak build as an artist.
A funny story, when I was studying his biograph, his parents are unemployed, they are street vendors.
Oh,
so I doubt they had time to listen to music. Or maybe they were listening to music while selling, but in the streets.
Yeah.
Kodake.
Sozo. Interesting.
He's gonna tell us more about that. So is that we're gonna play his song now, and then afterwards we're gonna have him on the line, speak to him. He's gonna tell us about his song and everything. Here's the song.
Oh,
yeah, Pila King.
Ngimnandi ngimnandi kuyaphila kunjani ngapho?
Ngiyaphila kakhulu. Yazi angazi bokwenzakalani.
Asibonga, asibonga.
We had a bit of technicalities, but now we are back on air. So we just played your song, Lana. Can you please just break us down, usichazele ukuthi what inspired this song? Esiqede kuyidlala igama layo lithi Tseka Tseka Ntse. Did I pronounce it right?
Yeah, it's Tseka Ntse.
Tseka Ntse.
Yeah, it's a song name. So Tseka Ntse in English noma ngesiZulu, singibiza ngesiZulu since it's se Durban yabo. It means ukuthatha kuphela. Yabo, so inspiration yaloyo ngoma le yasukela ekutheni ukuthi, you know, we dreaming of this life, ukuthi we hustling for everything that we want and that we wish for, and when the time like is right, so when we make it,
uzothatha kuphela,
like, you know, angeke ngikhethe lutho, like everywhere la engena khona eGucci noma ikuphi, uzothatha kuphela for umndeni wami, for me na, you know, for everyone nje around me.
Cause I heard on your song, I heard some Gucci words and some LV,
yeah.
But we're not gonna dive more into that. What I would like to know about you, Mfethu, Gucci, where did the passion and the hunger come from? Cause I'm reading your bio here and it's telling us, Gucci, when I'm based after matric, you went straight wafuna isipani to hlanganisa imali for equipment. Tell us more. Sicela school nje, Mfethu, Gucci, the burn, the anger, the come gap.
The hunger comes from, you know, dreaming about like music, you know, yonke into iqale from music to la engkhona manje. But after high school, music ngaqala ngisase esikoleni, but after high school, because ngabona ukuthi nga apply kodwa akafuna imali esikolweni, yabo ethi I had a dream for visuals, you
we
know, videography,
that,
film and television production, but
that,
when I applied esikolweni lapho tholakala ukuthi kufuneka imali eningi and bengena bazari, so you know I had to like go look for umsebenzi ukuthi ngikwazi ukuthi ngibalance some of the things, and then I went look for umsebenzi, ngathola umsebenzi, ngasebenza, managed to get equipment, mangiqala ukuthola equipment ngaqala umusic, you know. So the hunger has been like there from day one, from ukuphupha nje ukuthi ngifuna nje ukwenza into eso, ngiyifezekise ngendlela eso, which is kwakuwumculo eqaleni, but it turned to be a lot of things right now, like videography, photography, you know.
Okay, whoa. Before we dive into that, yeah, ilokho besifuna ukwazi ukuthi the passion iqhamukephi, like ekhaya kini abazali bakho, was there anyone owayelalela umculo or owayecula before?
Oh no, from ekhaya akekho umuntu beculile. The passion comes from the inspiration for ukuthi mina ngiqala ukucula, it came from Lil Wayne, you know.
The internet had an influence in your music career.
Now, by that time, ngalukubona Lil Wayne bengakabi like exposed to internet. It was through like ama music video.
Yo, bengithi ngisazobuza ukuthi ububonaphi kanti?
Bengiwabona like you know, friends would send me some stuff kuma computer kudala ngama CD yabo, ngalezo inkathi lezi ama CD kudala bevasa writer kuma CD, so benginokuthola ama CD wama music video, and then ano Lil Wayne, ano Dr. Dre, ano 50 Cent yabo, so that's how we used to get to music way back.
So what were your parents saying, Faith? Because ngiyazi ukuthi like njengathi nje as black children, it's not easy to tell your parents ukuthi I have a passion for music, ngifuna ukwenza music. And ngibonile la ukuthi your parents are unemployed, they employ them,
yeah.
They're self-employed.
Yeah.
Kunzima ukuphila kulesi sikhathi siphila kuso. What were they saying ubatshela ukuthi ufuna ukuba i-rapper? Cause you never know when is your next gig, you're gonna make it or not. Babethini?
Yeah. Nah, okokuqala they never really like believed, you know. I'll be honest with that, they never really believed kule nto bengiyenza. All they could like do after school, mina mangicela ukwenza u matric mangicela ngesikolo, bavele bathi if ukuthi awuye esikoleni hamba ufuna umsebenzi. So those are the two things they were pushing me on. Mangabe ungayi esikoleni hamba ufuna umsebenzi, ngawufuna umsebenzi, ngathola lento bengiyifisa, ngibatshela ukuthi ngifisa into eso, then ngayeka umsebenzi ngaresign. But I never told them ukuthi I resigned, because bebazongifakela ipressure ukuphusha lento engiyiphushayo manje, which is into engiphila ngayo manje. So I had to like say ukuthi isipani siphelile, you know, that's like what I told them. And then I started doing.
I'm not choice to go to Enzinho. So Spanish pelile, so equipment is hanging now. So I have to work.
Yeah. So that was my decision, which no, I'm going to resign now because I got everything that I wanted, which was equipment.
So but you resigned at work?
Yeah, I did.
Wow. So after you resigned at work, you went and registered your company?
Yeah.
Tell us more about your company. Tell us more about your company. Maybe baninga amatabalalela bangasizakala. Inkingo obhekane nazo uyivula company, umuntu ukuze vula company leyo nayo like a record label. Izini izinto anazo ngingubalela nje fast as uthu singasingamoshi isikhathi. Umuntu adinga ukuzazi noma akumele eyilungise.
Ofuna ukuvula company.
Exactly.
A record company needs you to have recording equipment okokuqala, and then you need to find a name for your company. So when you find a name for your company, it needs to be a name that is not like known or you register. So you must research about other companies when you think of a name. Then when you find that special name, then you can like call the CIPC for registrations for my company. Yeah.
Oh, because ngibonile neyakho kubhaliwe ukuthi PTY. Hello?
Yebo.
Ngithi ngibonile na kwi-company yakho ukuthi registered, ngibona uPTY lapha ezansi.
Yes, it is.
Okay, njengathi nje njengoba siseThekwini silana eMUT eMlazi at the university. We would like to know, ngicela usithathe usibeke esithombeni because sina we've never been in Katlehong. K1.
Yeah.
For umuntu njengathi nje, let's say we coming to visit you tomorrow at Katlehong. What experience yini esingayithola? Tell us osidayisele indawo yakho. You are a tourist coming to your location or your village. Osifake intweni. You know, iziphi indawo ongasisa kuzo? What can you entertain us with?
For me na like us, I'm not like someone ophuma kakhulu, you know, but ngazana nama creatives. But into the circus, I know I'm a lounge and a fresh where you can find fun, but I would take you to I'm a creative cool. You know,
I'm a creative hub.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of creative.
Like I'm a poetry sessions, I'm a tattoo artist, I'm a skateboarding, everything.
You know, there's everything. Any creative you could think of, K1 Nikon.
Okay, enyego into engiyibonile ngayo but kuthiwa you couldn't register, you couldn't enroll at a certain university. So
yeah.
You decided to go to the YouTube University and study.
Yeah, I decided to go to YouTube University because I didn't afford. My parents actually couldn't afford for me to go to TUT, you know. And I was accepted, called for an interview, but because of the funds, but I never like gave up. You know, I found YouTube and I found that it's the best university, and then I learned everything from there.
Okay, kusele 1 minute njengamanje siye ku-5 isikhathi sesiyalimala but yini ofisa ukuyisho kwabantu abasakhula abanesitori sicishe sifane nesakho abangenayo i-funding abafisa ukufika la usufike khona because ngibonile ukuthi ususebenze namagama amakhulu njengo Big Zulu oLwandle Nkulu. You are a creative hub, uyashutha, ushaya ama visuals, music, uya producer. Ingane ehlele ekhaya ehlele lokushini noma emakhaya emapha amagama ongayipha wona
kuthi mangabe unepassion ilandelele leyo nto leyo, mangabe unephupho, khona into oyifisayo, khona into oyibonayo from someone inspirayo, you discover ukuthi uyayithanda, you really love it, then go for it. Into engayisho leyo ukuthi let nothing stop you. Ziningi into ozobhekana nazo, sibhekana nama situations are different, but
this is an MUT Radio podcast.